so all I want is just to know your heart, and would you keep me here till we're one? And all I want is just to know your heart, and would you keep me here till we're one? We love you. We love you. And we'll never stop. We can't live without you. Jesus, we love you. And we can't get enough. Oh, this is for you. Jesus, we love you. And we'll never stop. We can't live without you. Jesus, we love you. And we can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus. My soul sings, my soul sings, my soul sings, how I love you. My soul sings, my soul sings, my soul. Song of praise come forth. You're worthy.
busy mind and find a hidey place. You're worthy. So worthy. I open up my heart and let my spirit worship yours. I open up my mouth and let a song of praise come forth, 'cause you're worthy. You are worthy. Of a childlike faith and all my honest praise and all
abide and be with you. Oh, we love your presence, Lord. We love your presence. Here we are. Here we are, Lord. We just lay it all aside and we fix our eyes on you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We lay our eyes on you. We fix them on you, Lord. We lock them on you like dove's eyes, Lord. Because you're worthy. You're worthy. So worthy, Jesus. So worthy. And just like the five wise virgins, Lord, we come to you. The five wise virgins had their oil lamps filled up. And so we come to you and we're buying oil tonight, Lord, to fill our lamps up. We want to be filled up. We want to be ready for whatever comes. We can only do that here in your presence. Nowhere else, just with you. And Lord, we just feel the warfare amping up. We know the season we're in. And we know it's getting closer and closer to your return. And so we are coming to you more and more, and we just want to stay here with you, Lord. We just want to stay here with you. Just fill us up. Fill us up with your oil so that everywhere we go, we just overflow. The oil just pours out, and we're ready for whatever is there. If it's a calamity, if it's a good thing, if you're calling us to something, Lord, we're ready. Ready for whatever, Lord. We just want people to know you. We want them to feel your presence wherever we come in. So we give this time to you, Jesus. Gladly, with open, joyous hearts, we come to you, Lord. We just open up these hearts and we say, come, come, fill us up tonight. Come, come, fill us up. Just be here with us. We love your presence, Lord. We love your presence. We feel the pull of your heart for us. Even as you are pursuing us, drawing us near, we're pursuing you and drawing near. So here we are. Here we are. Doves eyes, whoa, undistracted devotion for only you. Give me dove's eyes, oh. Give me undistracted devotion. To you. I have dove's eyes fixed on you. They're fixed on you. My eyes are fixed on you tonight, Jesus. My eyes are fixed on you. Oh, I'm looking into those fiery eyes, those fiery eyes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. this is love. Oh, this is love. The Holy Heart was sacrificed. Oh,
and your word.
despised and rejected, a man of sorrows. This is love. You are love. This is love. You are love. Jesus loves. Jesus. David, oh.
Stars, and you move the sea. I After your heart.
are you feeling? I have to know. For I am after your heart.
I'm after you.
Jesus, I had questioned the love of Jesus several times. I was walking in depression, I was walking in some suicide, I was walking in a little bit of eating disorders, and I didn't really know and experience the love of Jesus. But he was reminding me that he set me free from all that. 20-some years ago, and he's still alive today, and his love is so huge, his love is so great. Keep playing, guys. There's a momentum here, we don't want to stop it. So I just thank you, Jesus, for your love that is huge. And tonight I had a picture that God gave me of a huge waterfall. And it wasn't necessarily a good waterfall, but all I saw was the white water. And And I felt like the Lord was saying that some people here may be experiencing, it doesn't have to be right now, but some people may be walking through where there's just waterfall of just coming down, where you just feel so overwhelmed, overtaken at times in your emotions and your feelings, and your spirit just wants to rise up and it wants to overcome, because that's the way we were created, is to overcome through Jesus, is to overcome what he's done through us. Because Jesus experienced every weakness. He experienced every temptation. He experienced it all. So because he experienced that and he overcame that, he gives us the ability to overcome. So I just have this sense, if that's for you, that God just wants to break through for you tonight. He wants to release hope for you tonight. He came in like a wrecking ball some 20 years ago, and is still coming in as a wrecking ball with his wrecking ball of love. And just overwhelming, he made us to overwhelmingly conquer. He made us and gave us the victory that we have in Christ. That when Satan came, when he made Adam and Eve and they sinned, that we were dead. We were commissioned to death. But Jesus brought us life. He gave us life and he took our place at the cross. So we have that ability to step in. And you guys know that. But I just really feel that sometimes we need reminded of the basics of the gospel. The power of the gospel, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of what he did at the cross, the power of his blood that sets us free both from all sin, from everything that would want to hold us back. And so where it seemed like that waterfall was there, Jesus says, no. Like, I want you to repent from your letting your emotions, your feelings be bigger than God. That's what he was telling me. That's what I've been walking through. And the feelings of fear or anxiety sometimes overwhelm me. I'm like, no. That is my enemy. I am overcoming because of faith that God has given me to overcome. And I'm going to walk that out because of what Jesus did. And I want him to get the glory for my life. And I know you guys want the same. So Jesus, I want to partake of your blood tonight. We want to take the elements, but we want to remind ourselves the power, the authority of the blood that we have in Jesus. That he died and that he rose again. That he took our sin. He took that on the cross. He became it. So I want to celebrate that. And I'm also just reminded of the victory. As we go into this 24/7 prayer that's coming up, to pray from a place of victory, to pray from a place of rest in him, that we are one in the Spirit with Jesus. But our soul sometimes needs to line up with that. Not sometimes, all the time. So Lord, I thank you that in our weakness you are strong and that your love overwhelms us. How great is your love for us, that you went to the cross, that you became sin, and that you rose again from the dead, that your blood was shed for us. You were beaten, you were bruised. So, Lord, we need to repent before we take the elements. Father, I just ask that you would show us in our hearts if there's any area so that we can be pure and spotless before you. Because you became that sin at the cross. You said, here, let me take it. No, it's mine. Give it. Give it to me. But Jesus also has given us the power to choose. What will you choose? I choose him. So, Jesus, I believe that we're all together in that, and we choose you tonight, every single day that we have a breath to live and to breathe, that we choose life in you. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate your power. We celebrate your blood that cleanses us. We celebrate your love, Jesus, that overwhelms us. We celebrate your victory that you've given us, no matter the heartache, no matter how hard it is, beloved. It is possible. With Jesus, all things are possible. Sometimes we have to walk it out and stare it straight in the face, but knowing that Jesus is with us, walking it out. So God, I thank you for the victory that you give us to walk out by faith and not by sight. I bless you, Jesus, for the victory that we have in you. I give you the honor, the praise, the worth, the value. Oh Lord, instead of looking at the hard, that we would just turn our eyes to you and say, praise you, Jesus. Praise you for overwhelmingly conquering and making me a conqueror in you. praise you, Jesus, for making me one with your spirit. Praise you, Jesus, for you are worthy of all praise and adoration. Thank you, Jesus, that I have the ability to overcome because you overcame. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that cleanses me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gratitude just stirring up in us, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that your love is not weak, but that your love is strong. Your love is strong. Your love rescues. Your love has hope. Your love has joy and peace. Thank you, Lord. We bless these elements to bless our body. Thank you, Lord, that you would be lifted up and exalted as we partake of them, Father. In Jesus' name.
Great is your love. Yeah. miry clay. Set my feet upon that rock, and now I know
Jesus, I love you,
lover of my soul.
Savior, my closest friend,
I will worship you until the very end.
Yeah, I will worship you until the very end. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, oh, I will never let you go. Take me from that miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and now I know,
everyone, that our week of 24/7 prayer starts this Friday. We're going to kick it off with live worship and prayer from 9 to 11 p.m. Friday night. And then every night from then until the following Friday, we will have live worship and prayer from 2 to 4 a.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. So we invite you to come out. We'll have prayer stations set up to pray for various areas of our society and our world. And we'll have those opportunities to just engage with the Lord in worship. And just as a personal testimony, these weeks of 24/7 have been so integral in my walk with the Lord, my intimacy with the Lord. He's spoken so many precious things to my heart in those late night hours, just being here, worshiping and praying. So it seems like a sacrifice to our flesh, but it's so worth it in our walk with Him. So we hope that you can join us for that.
When is the kickoff again?
It kicks off this Friday, the 15th, at 9 p.m. And then it goes until the following Friday, which I believe is the 22nd, until 9 p.m. So again, live worship every night from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. and from 7 to 9 p.m.
Just a little tack on to that. We were at a worship prayer event this morning at Malone University and passed out a lot of flyers to pastors and leaders there. And we've been doing this for so many years. It's very easy to become passé, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's Wednesday. I forgot about that. If we commit that to prayer, I'm going to ask Carly to pray this out actually now. It's really going to make a difference. There have been so many times over the years that with different things going on in my own life, it's like, Lord, I don't even want to go. And he says, that's when you need to go. So I would get in the car and come or stay through the night or whatever. Because the enemy doesn't want us to pray, doesn't want us to intercede. He hates 24/7 prayer. When he said, my house should be called a house of prayer for all the nations, for the nations, he wasn't joking. And so the Lord is looking for his intercessors. He's looking for those who will pray in spirit and truth and worship him. And so I really believe we're at a crossroads. We're at a tipping point right now in Stark County, in this region. And the Lord is calling his intercessors. He's calling his worshipers. He's saying, wake up. We were praying this morning. Wake up, sleepyhead. Wake up. Come out of your slumber and step into that. And I know you guys do that. We're online here, so we wanted to get this on before we're offline so that we can encourage everybody who's watching to come at any point. Come stay for 10 minutes. Come stay for 2 days. It doesn't matter. There will be things to do here, and the Spirit of God is here. Every time I've walked in over the years, no matter what day, whether it's the middle of the night or when I went, and the music's blaring and things are going on here, the peace of God and his angels are here. It's really powerful and it's really strong. And so I just encourage you to take advantage of this, really. And obviously, you all know Carly's situation, and you all know where she's come from in the last year and a few months. And she's walking strong and tall with Jesus because she loves him so much, and she's an intercessor. And she knows that he has a plan for her life and her kids. And so when she's giving a call and she's going to pray this out, be thinking right now, how could she be standing up here in such a short time, really, with what's going on? It's because she is a prayer warrior. She heads up with a few others, the House of Prayer. And so I'm asking her to pray this out over our body, over yourself and your family, and let's join in this and invite people to come. Sometimes it's a kind of a hard sell, if you will, because it's easy to go to a prayer meeting at 5 in the morning for a few hours and you're finished, or 6 in the morning. You can do that and go, whoa, that was great. But to sustain something like this, and it's not been terribly widely attended where the place is packed, there have been some years where people are coming and milling around going, this is amazing. But we need to pray that in. We really do in this county. It's not an easy thing. So we do it. We step out. God's blessed it. And he says, keep doing what I'm calling you to do. But let's step in. And every effort that we make, as we're writing in the journals, it'll be back here on all the tables for the various things. Or you want to come up here and just hang out with a blanket, whatever it would be. It's a real safe place, and it's a place of transformation. And we're doing kingdom business, local business. And we're doing international business as well. And the Lord really is blessing that. So be encouraged and put it on your heart calendar to come and support this for your sake, for the sake of where we are, that we're here in this area for such a time as this. And so God's created us for this. None of us are too busy. Or if we are too busy, the Lord says, let me help you with that. We can do this. So let's come out in a mighty force this time, this year, and tell people about it. We're on social media, we have flyers, but we really want to get the word out so a lot of people would come in. Wouldn't it be great if this place was packed? I'd love to see that. So we've been doing it for so long, I don't even know how many years it's been. Maybe soon after we moved into this building, I'm not sure when we started it. But the Lord really is blessing this 24/7. I mean, it's a long time, but God he's giving us the stamina to be able to do this. So come as you can. I know we all have schedules and things to do. We have jobs and kids and whatever. I get that. I'm not saying turn everything off. I'm not saying that. I'm saying just submit it to the Lord and take advantage of something that's really, really precious to, in God's sight. So, Kari, if you want to pray it out.
And I also just want to say that there's always really awesome tables set up for children to also engage in prayer and with the Lord, with activities that they can participate in, hands-on prayer opportunities from pre-kindergarten all the way up through junior high. So if you're, I want to come and pray, but I have kids. Well, they can come and be part of it too. So as we always say here, there's no junior Holy Spirit. So bring them and get them engaging with the Lord in prayer. It's really powerful. So, Lord, I thank you, God, for just the vision that you gave so many years ago for these weeks of 24/7 prayer and 100 hours of prayer and worship. God, we know that your word says day and night, we are watchmen on the walls, God. So day and night, we'll not keep silent. And we take that seriously here in this house, Lord. So I thank you that this is a house of intercessors, God. And we just stand up for the clarion call right now in this time, in this season, Lord. It's not just the same old thing, because each time you're breathing something fresh and you're breathing something new, and there's something that you want to do in each of these different areas that we're going to be praying for, God. And during each of the worship times, and during each time that people come in these doors to commune with you, there's something so special that you have for their hearts, God. So I thank you for the fresh manna that you're going to release during this week of 24/7 prayer. And I thank you that as we come and we submit our schedules before you and say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? When do you want me to be there, God? You might wake us up in the middle of the night and it might seem inconvenient, but then we might think, oh wait, maybe I'm up for a reason. And so Lord, I thank you for that, God, whether it's in the middle of the night or the middle of the day or whatever you're asking, God, we say, here we are. Lord, here we are. Use us. Thank you for the opportunity to partner with you in prayer. Lord, thank you that your word says whatever we ask for in your name, you will do it. So we say yes and amen to that, God. We thank you for all that you're going to do, all that you're going to release in us and through us during this week of 24/7 prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you all. Have a great night. All right.